I'm Pastor Tim, and welcome to The Two Greatest. This is episode 1325, The Sacred Overlap. It's not a secret that we live in a very polarized world. Everything we see, we put in a box. Good, bad, black, white. All or nothing. Now, there are things that are good, and there are also things that are bad. At the same time, there are choices that we make where we're going to be all in, and there are choices that we make where we're going to give nothing at all. That's all true. But, and this is a big but, not everything fits in the extremes, my friends. Some things belong in the sacred overlap. I want to talk about those today. T2G is about love, loving God and loving others. It's hard to love when we're always out on the edges. My friend J.R. Briggs, author and leadership coach, wrote a book titled The Sacred Overlap a couple years ago. And it gets to our point today. He wrote the book to encourage leaders. He's a kind of a leadership guru. To say yes and, not just either or. So, for example, here are a few of his challenges for us. The importance of being and also doing. Embracing freedom and also responsibility. Soft skills, but also hard skills. Honoring tradition, but also striving for innovation. Acting decisively, and also waiting in order to learn more. Leading others, also empowering others to lead. Engaging in action, and also contemplation. Cultivating our character, but also working for results. Creating safety for people, because trust is built that way, but also pushing ourselves and others out of our comfort zone, because that's where growth happens. Of course, JR is writing to leaders, but I wonder if the sacred overlap isn't needed for all of us in all areas of life. Friends, life is complex. Life is more than this or that. It's often this and that, and that's okay. The trouble is, a lot of us are stuck. I deal with a lot of people who don't want to grow, but they say they do, but they really don't. They're happy right where they are, and they don't want their thinking challenged. They don't want their unhealthy lifestyle challenged. They just want to be reaffirmed by what they want to do, and they hope that Jesus and the church will do that for them. But there's more. We're to grow in the grace and knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. We're to embrace the sacred overlap. One reviewer of the book says this, "The widening of political, racial, generational, and religious differences often leads us to an us versus them mentality all too common today. The sacred overlap, J.R. Bridge authored, communicates a refreshing vision that embraces the tension and calls us to live in radical love and faithfulness between the extremes that isolate and divide people. Read the Gospels and you'll see how Jesus was committed to crossing cultural, political, social, and religious either-or waters, engaging in many and also activities. He comforted the disturbed and also disturbed the comfortable. He was too religious for the pagans, and he was too pagan for the religious elites. He hung out with filthy lepers, but he also dined with the filthy rich. He was alarming and disarming at the same time. This is not a spineless embrace of religious syncretism where we take bits from world religions, personal preference, and ideologies and throw them into a cosmic blender for a tasty theological smoothie. Instead, Briggs offers a fresh understanding of evangelism and discipleship, showing how we need to be engaged in both of these at the same time. Here's the great question. Is there an area of your life that you need to see from the sacred overlap and not just the extremes? Let's pray. Father, in the world, we're often presented with stark choices. And we come before you seeking a deeper understanding of the sacred overlap, the place where yes also thrives. Grant us the wisdom to see beyond the confines of either-or thinking. Help us to embrace the abundant spectrum that exists between the extremes. Understand that within this space, we can grow and find harmony and balance. Teach us to cherish both being and doing. Teach us to recognize, Lord, what you're doing and accomplishing, even if it stretches us beyond where we're comfortable. We pray this all in the name of Jesus, the master of the sacred overlap. Amen. I hope you'll join me tomorrow for episode 1326. In the meantime, today, seek to love where you can. Find what good you can in another person. Don't just see or focus on the things that you don't like or don't agree with. Let Jesus challenge us not just affirm us in what we already know. Help us, O Lord, to live in the sacred overlap.